The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. From the time of Adam and Eve, the first people on earth, as far as we know, man has built and has planned to build his dream home or his mansion. Depending on what time in history the mansion or the dream home was built, in the beginning, it was probably just a lot of brush, poles, and straw, or tents, without all of the modern conveniences that we have today. But progress was being made in the art of building, and is still going on today. Beautiful mansions or dream homes are popping up everywhere, it seems. If you haven't built your mansion or dream home, you have probably thought about it, dreamed about it, or have visited one on display. There's nothing wrong with having the best of things in your life, including a mansion to live in. Many of God's servants were rich, men like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, and no doubt Noah on the other side of the flood, and several others. God says in 3 John 2, He says, "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." God wants us to prosper in everything, in every way. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, but above all, morally and spiritually. Did you notice what verse 2 said here in 3 John? It says, "Just as your soul prospers," meaning your spiritual life. God is more concerned about our spiritual life than our physical and financial life, and we should be too, but are we? Because God said, if we seek first His kingdom, that all of our spiritual and financial and mental and emotional needs will be provided for. Now I'm sure there are some that are more concerned, or at least as much concerned, about their spiritual condition, but it doesn't seem that the majority are. If the majority of our nation or the world were, we would see a different nation or a different world. There wouldn't be near the problems that we see today, such as drugs and homicide and many other problems and evils in our own communities. Well, we have built our house, and we are continuing to build our house. And we have built on the sand. And what I mean by that is that we have built our system and our way of life that has produced all of the problems that we have. Satan has built his house and kingdom on the sand and has enticed man to do the same. And Satan's house and kingdom, as well as man's, is on shaky ground, meaning that whatever we do or build, whether it's a physical, material mansion, and especially a mindset, an attitude, and character that isn't based and hinged on the rock that is God and Christ, His Word, His law, will come tumbling down. Christ makes this very plain in Matthew 7 and other places in the Bible. Notice what it says here in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 13. It says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." Notice this again, my friends. Christ said, "Enter in by the narrow gate." In other words, the way that leads to righteousness is a narrow path. It's an uphill climb. And that gate is easy to overlook. It is easy to miss. Because he goes on here and he says, "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are that will find it." Well, he says, broad is the way. It's easier to see a broad way than it is a narrow way. And that's the point that Christ is trying to get across to us. He says, you have to look for that narrow gate, and you have to squeeze through that narrow gate. It isn't that easy to get through. There's something that you have to do to get yourself through it. Notice in verse 14, he continues here. He says, "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life." Yes, narrow is that gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life. Christ is telling us that there is a path that you have to travel. There is a way of life that you have to live if you want eternal life. And he says, there are few who find it. He goes on here and he ties the narrow gate and the broad gate in with false prophets, teaching a false message. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, and inwardly they are ravenous wolves." In other words, a wolf doesn't come around unless he wants something from you, does he? Christ is likening false prophets here to ravenous wolves. Says, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." Christ says, keep your ears open and listen and try to understand whether I have sent them or not. Notice in verse 18, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Christ is telling us that unless you find that narrow gate and you travel that narrow path, he says you will wind up just like a bad tree cast into the fire. In other words, you are going to be burned in hell fire, burned to death, unless sometime in your life you repent and you find that narrow gate and you find that narrow path, that difficult way that leads to life that Christ is talking about here. He says, therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now notice verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Yes, Christ said, not everyone that claims to be a Christian, not everyone that claims to be in the true church of God, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Notice verse 22. Says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Now notice, Christ says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In other words, haven't we used your name? Haven't we gone out there in your name? Haven't we done wonderful works in your name? And notice what Christ says that he will say to them in verse 23, and then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Christ said, by their fruits you will know them. And Christ is telling us here that unless they obey him, unless they're willing to live and teach his law, he says, I will tell them that I never knew them because they will practice lawlessness. And any time that you practice lawlessness, my friends, if you make that a way of life, you are none of Christ. Verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Notice Christ said there's more to it than just believing. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, his teachings, his word, the Bible, and lives by that, says, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And Christ is telling you and me that even if we are in the true body of Christ, even if we are obeying God, even if we have found that narrow gate and we're traveling that difficult path, he says you are going to have trouble because you're living in Satan's world. But he says that house is going to stand no matter what happens. Says you will continue to travel that narrow path and you will make it. Now notice verse 26. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Now notice this, my friends. This is something that you need to perk up your ears and listen to. Says if you hear God's word and you don't live by God's word, says you will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Christ is saying there is a way that seems right to a man or to an individual, but it will come to an end. It won't last. So he's telling us that if you want to build a sure house, if you want that mansion that he has promised to those that live his way, you will not only believe, but you will obey. Well, you wouldn't think about going out in the desert and building a mansion right on top of the sand. You would want to dig down and put a good foundation under it so it will stand. And if you think that you are or can build a spiritual house by only believing in Christ, that is, that Christ is the Son of God and Savior of the world, and that you don't have to dig into God's Word continually and build a foundation of obedience to God's word, then God says that house will fall, and great will be its fall. Yes, what a shock this world will have when its religious beliefs, customs, and practices fall, when we realize that no good was produced living as we see fit, ignoring God's law. Now, to build your spiritual house, you have to believe in and on Jesus Christ, that he is the Savior of the world and your own personal Savior. You have to believe that he came to save sinners, that he died and rose on the third day, not in a day and a half, and that he will return to the earth and establish the kingdom of God on earth, and that he will bind Satan for 1,000 years, and that His word and His law will cover the earth at that time during that millennial age for 1,000 years as thoroughly as the waters cover the sea. Yes, we must believe, but we must obey His word, and that includes the observance of His holy time, the weekly Sabbath, and His seven annual Sabbaths. It takes much more than just believing if you want a spiritual house. It takes much more than just believing you can have a physical house or mansion to have it. There are laws and rules to obey to have your physical mansion here on earth, and then it's only temporary. And so are you and I. God offers you a mansion or a dream home that will last forever, and it will be so much greater than any we can build. It has been on God's mind from the creation of man to build Himself a dream home, and probably it has been on God's mind from eternity to build His dream home. Notice in John 14, beginning in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Yes, Christ is telling us that in His Father's house are many mansions, or many positions, many offices, many places of rulership, He's telling us. That is, in His kingdom, in His government, when He establishes the kingdom of God and the government of God on this earth. He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Yes, the way is through Christ and by following His footsteps of obeying God. Thomas said to Him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So we know that it is through Christ that Christ opened the door to the plan of salvation and to God the Father. And we do have to believe in Christ. That is a big part of living a Christian life. So God promises you a mansion or a position or a dwelling place in His kingdom and government to be established on the earth at the return of Jesus Christ. Christ said His reward will be with Him to give to everyone according to their works. I see my time is up, but we'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening. In the meantime, if you would like to know more and understand more about this topic, we invite you to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your free booklet, "Why Were You Born?" and our article, free article, "Born with a Purpose." Or you may email us at theWayItOughtToBe@hotmail.com. You need to understand more about this topic, my friend. You need to begin to prepare yourself for that mansion that Christ has laid up for you if you will accept it and live His way so that He may give that mansion to you. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 238-3675, and request your free booklet, "Why Were You Born?" and our free article, "Born with a Purpose." Or you may email us at theWayItOughtToBe@hotmail.com. Thanks for joining us today. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. We will see you tomorrow or next week, depending on what station you hear us on.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.